it's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
We do have the evangelist, the elder Patrick Mncedisi Nyebeta. Good afternoon, evangelist. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Hey, Molo Mfethu, how are you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much, Mdal. How are you?
Yes, man. Sorry for yesterday, man. There are things that are beyond expectations.
I understand.
There are things that are beyond expectations that you need to resolve.
Indeed. No, we got a piece of it on air, so I thought, I understand. I understand. All right, let's get down to our question for today, Mvangeli. Perhaps we could just recap. We're talking about miracles, so we would like to know if the resurrection of Jesus in the Christian belief that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day after his crucifixion, starting or restoring his exalted life as Christ and Lord, we shouldn't be alarmed, I assume, but you are looking for Jesus at the wrong place when you're looking for him at the cross. It's supposed to be our lives, and I'm wondering why are we looking for miracles, and yet one would assume that the very presence of Jesus is a miracle. Jesus in our lives is a miracle.
Men, we are human.
Yeah.
We are human. We always want to know. And we always want to know things as the way we want to know things. I was trying to combine all this this thing we're talking about this week. And up until I came to a conclusion that says, men, there are things that are beyond our expectations. There are things that are beyond our human thoughts, our human laws of nature that we can't reveal. I don't care even how educated are you or which university you went to. If we are coming to a thing of a divinity, my friend, hey, we are grasshoppers. We are grasshoppers. And the resurrection of Christ is a mystery itself to us as human beings, but to God it's not a miracle. It's a miracle to us.
Okay.
As human beings. Do you hear me? But to God was not a miracle.
Okay.
You see? It's a mystery that no one can understand it. The resurrection of Christ. Dead as a person he is or she is. Yeah. You remember the story of one who is Ezekiel.
Yes.
When God said to him, Ezekiel, does these bones are going to live again?
Can these bones live? Yes.
These bones live again?
Yeah.
What was the answer from the mouth of Ezekiel?
You know, Lord.
Mm. So meaning that was far beyond Ezekiel's mind. So into your resurrection, my brother, it's a mystery.
Okay.
It's a mystery, even to the apostles. I write a statement here that says, Yabona, this thing is a miracle, my man, needs an extraordinary power that are not in human nature. An extra super ordinary power. London, you will find it only with divinity.
Yeah.
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And it's only God who knows is so powerful that this is why there is no university that study God.
Okay.
There is no university on top of the world that say, no, this university is there so that we can study how God do things. I'm telling you, my friend, we are Pumu Pambana University. You'll be mad because we can't study God.
Yeah.
So when it comes to into a miracle, my friend, it's a mystery to woke up from the dead. Okay. And when Hezekiah saw that powerful thing, he was amazed. Maybe he was afraid. Remember, the Bible didn't went to every corners up until you need to go and find yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe he was afraid when he saw these bones coming together, connecting to each other, and the wind coming from the east or whatever, west, and coming to inside, and perfume came in the bones, and the bones stood up. And God says, I will do this at the end when I resurrect my people.
Yeah.
So the resurrection of Christ is a mystery. It's a miracle to us so that we believe. This is why I came to something that says a miracle and the faith go each other.
Okay.
Travel together. Because yesterday we were supposed to say to that woman, do you remember that woman? And the one with the blood, issue of blood, what coming here. Remember, she went to every doctor that was there, every psychological, whatever physician was there, but she was not healed.
Yeah.
Up until faith came to her mind that says, if I can just have a touch. And if you read the Bible says when she touched the garment, the blood stopped immediately.
Yeah.
12 years. 12 years is not 12 months. It's not 12 weeks.
Yeah.
It's not 12 days. It's 12 years.
Yeah.
The blood was pouring. So when she touched the garment of Christ, that was a powerful miracle to her.
Yeah.
That was a miracle to her.
Yeah.
But not a miracle to God.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying this. Resurrection is a miracle to us.
Yeah.
But to God, it's not a miracle.
All right.
This is why I'm saying it's going to need a human mind. I don't know where we are going to get that mind of trying to understand the miracles of God, how God works, like miracles, like how God do a miracle so that we believe.
Yeah.
Even at Calvary, let's go at Calvary. Actually, before I go at Calvary, when they heard that Uyesu vukile, they came where they were. They went straight to the tomb because they never believed up until they wanted to see. And the Bible, it when Peter came, John, what arrived first, or Peter, I think John arrived first, but he never entered the tomb.
Yeah.
But Peter, he ran and entered straight into the tomb, and he saw that Christ was not there. That was a miracle to them. That means extraordinary powers that no human being can reveal.
Okay.
You know, so it is the resurrection of Christ. It's a miracle to us, but not to God.
Yeah.
So it's there for us to believe that Uthixo is so powerful. Uthixo, according to science, that can take God to the lab.
Yeah.
You can't take God to the lab and try to figure it out. If I mix this mixture and this mixture, then the answer of this mixture is God. No. You go mad.
Yeah.
So let God be God.
Yeah.
Let God do miracles as God perform miracles, so that for our own benefit, we can benefit from that. Then at the end of the day, we came to a conclusion that says that no man, no anyone that can know who God is.
Yeah.
Am I trying? I'm trying to answer you because this assignment is very complicated, my friend.
Okay.
It's very complicated, this assignment. It's complicated.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, no pastor, I don't care which theology he has.
Are you still there, sir? All right, that line seems to have dipped a bit. Our network seems to be challenged a bit there. We're still trying to get some perspective from the evangelist, and that line seems to have dipped. All right, we'll see if we can reconnect with the evangelist as he gives us his final words on the matter. Remember, we've been engaged with the evangelist trying to get some perspective on the concept of miracles, and the miracle of resurrection is our focus now.
So I was trying to say, Tina, let's just thank God this piece of slice of cake, just this piece slice of meat that will teach us niggas to at least sikwazi upanda, and we know how to sikwazi unqokola. At the same time, we know how to dig and find out these things that we are trying to talk about this week.
Okay, all right. Final question.
So, Yes.
My final question, Vangeli, is can Christ's resurrection be explained using logic at the very least, Gay?
No logic, my friend.
Okay.
No logic, you put. Let me just put it short like that. No logic. This is why I said to you, it's a mystery even to us.
Okay.
But in the way that you can do, actually, what is logic if you can put it in closer? Do you know?
Logic in
like, when you can try to interpret it to closer. So I can understand the word logic.
Hey. Is this
because sometimes this thing is short, my man. You know this thing is short. Sometimes when they come to you bombastic, you can think that maybe you know, but you don't. This is why I'm trying to understand the logic in closer.
Yeah.
So maybe I can give a better explanation.
See, I was Uzatuza.
Uzatuza.
Yeah.
Yes, Uzatuza. So that we know, so that we come again, say what Uzatuza in fact. So that we can do what? Come again.
When we look at the resurrection, can we give people the reasoning how it happened?
No, we can't put it. No, my friend, we can't. Because the resurrection itself, it's
okay.
Mangaliso. So, and another thing we need to understand, don't try and preach like don't use your words, use the Bible words, use God expired words. Because if we can use ingqondo yethu, we will think at the end of the day that we know uba resurrection yenze kanjani. No, we don't know, my man. No, we don't know. It's only God knows. This is why I said to you, it's a mystery, Yona, a resurrection, Yodwa. Can I take you to John?
Yes.
Finally, to John the Revelator. John the Revelator, the Bible says he has no eyes. Ne?
Yes.
Why in that mesh? He has
right.
No eyes.
Yeah.
As greetings as a Patmos.
Yes. Ne? Yes.
He was there alone. But when he write the Bible, the Revelation book, he says, Ndabon, I saw. Now ask you a question. The Bible, the prophet says John had no eyes, but the Revelation book, Nabon, I saw a man touch my shoulder,
yeah.
And when I turned back, I saw him in between the seven candles.
Yes,
and in his hand there were stars. Remember, he said, with eyes.
Yeah.
That's a mystery itself.
Yeah.
I'm trying to answer you here. The mystery of Yoba Uchohana Ati Ndabonu Yes, what a Wangana Mesho.
Yeah.
Now, how can, and it was even to explain resurrection Yona on itself, because it's a Ingumangaliso Yona on its own to my expectation, to my human laws of nature.
Yeah, yeah.
So let God do its miracle on his own.
All right.
Yeah.
No, I hear you. Mvangeli, please pray for us as we close. I'm happy. Thank you very much. Give us a prayer as we close our conversation, Mfun.
Enkosi Mzansi. Enkosi Mongameli. Enkosi Thixo wethu. Enkosi ngelizwi lakho. Thank you for your word. Your word, at least Thixo Thandekayo, expand our knowledge. Give us more knowledge to try and dig out and find out about you. We will go down to the grave, Thixo Thandekayo, singakhange sakwazi indlela osebenza ngayo. But as long as you are God to us, singabantwana bakho, we thank you so much that give us strength for the day, give us power for the day, up until we go and rest in our beds later, up until we see each other again tomorrow. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Thanks, my brother.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mvangeli. Appreciate
Thanks,
it. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, buddy.
It's not just music. It's your way of life. How you live. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.